A Knoxville girls golfer who is looking to get back to the state meet this season will have to wait to accomplish that goal next spring. Amy Sullivan was looking to make it back-to-back state meet trips, but that dream was dashed when the season got canceled. Sullivan says she missed competing, but is happy that she can still get out on the course when she can to play with family and work on her game.
I do miss golf the most right now, just because I was really excited for this season. But I'm still really thankful that the golf course is open and I can go out there and play with my family and still like have time with the sport that I love.
Amy and the team had several goals in preseason. She says with the program's improvement over the last couple of seasons, it was time to step up and show what they could do.
We had a lot of goals, and one of them being like me going back to state and possibly taking others on the team with me, like Nicole. We talked about that right before we were supposed to start the season. And then we were really looking forward to placing like second or third or even higher at conference this year, because we had been building up and building up with our team and we were ready to place.
Her coach, Barry Smith, agrees. He says Amy has been working on her game in the offseason and other sports. Smith says Amy is a competitor all the way around.
Everyone could see the amount of work that she puts in, not only for golf, but I volleyball and the things that she participates in. She's just a true competitor. The golf side of her game, she really, really works on it. She will send me a picture of her scorecards as she, plays during the course of summer and shows what she's shooting. As a matter of fact, she sent one the other day to me that she had shot 42. If you continue to look at those type of things and the effort that she puts on into the game during the off season as well, the open gyms, she is going to be, I'm really looking forward to have her with her senior leadership next year.
At first, when she started her high school career, she did not realize how good the golf squad could be until people started talking about them.
It's really exciting to see like all the articles about us. And like at first when I was a freshman, like at least I didn't realize, how good we could be and like how good the program could be. So it's really fun to like grow like as an individual athlete, but to watch the whole program rise. It's really cool.
Her younger sister, Melanie, is also going through losing a season, and they've leaned on each other for comfort, knowing they're going through the same thing.
We've leaned on each other a lot. Like, I feel bad for Melanie just because she won't get to experience her first spring sports season, because she was going to do track and maybe golf, so I would have had an opportunity to play with her at golf and teach her all the things I know, and maybe she could teach me some stuff, but I do feel bad for her because she's missing out on a big part of high school.
Amy is motivated to get back at sports when things return to a more normal way of life, starting this fall with a volleyball program that has also seen its turnaround in the last few seasons.
I'm super ready and excited for volleyball season and golf. Like, missing out on this golf season, like, I have to make up for what I could have done this season and make up for that next year over the summer and winter and practice really hard to show everyone like what our program is made of.
Amy has been out playing at Pine Knolls in Knoxville and working on her game with her dad, who she credits for getting her interested in golf.
I've been out quite a few times with my dad, which I'm thankful for him because he's taught me like everything I know about golf, like before I even got to the high school golf team. So he helps me like stay sharp on my skills, and he keeps me motivated to keep going out there and keep practicing for next year.
While Amy Sullivan will return for her senior season in the fall, she'll miss playing with her former teammates going off to college in the fall. Sullivan hopes next spring she and a few other players can play a round or two at the state meet. For KNIA Cabela Sports, I'm Derek Cardwell.